So over here and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up, it's Joe Vitone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Yay! Hi, I'm Don Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network, and Dawn Reese Show is coming back with entertainment news as well as travel and so much more coming up in October. And I am here with an amazing artist and gentleman that I had met how many years ago, Brandon?
I guess it was 8 years ago.
Yeah, it seems like, oh my gosh. So you have a story. For your first, you're a Christian artist, and you have 12 songs on this amazing CD called Dreams. And Brandon, we're going to play number two for all the drivers that are picking their kids up from school and driving around. And we're trying to sell your CD right now.
Okay.
And where do they buy your CD at?
They could go to any major music platform online that sells digital music, like Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music. And if you need to spell my name or know how to spell it to search it, then go to dreamsalbum.com. You can get the proper spelling of my name and my contact information.
Perfect. So I like the number two song. I was listening to
That's
all of them
Believe.
The other day, Believe. So let's kick it off with Believe. And Brandon, say your full and last name.
Brandon Tuzzolino.
There we go. Enjoy this amazing music from this amazing artist. We'll be right back with his miracle story.
Feels like a gray cloud is raining on me. She don't know what to do or what to be. Only she knows she only needs to believe. So believe, believe. Faith will set you free. Believe, believe no more. Fear that you don't need. Well, she smiles all day, though she cries all night. Seem to go right. She wants to meet a boy. When she does, she is shy. Don't know the reason. Wondering why to believe. Believe. Faith will set you free. Believe. Believe no more. Fear that you don't need. Believe. Believe. Soon you will see.
I believe that God has got so much and so many plans for you. And I told you today you should enter the International Christian Film Festival coming up in Orlando. So here's what happened. Last week I'm at the station and this handsome man walks in and he goes, "You know me?" I said, "I know you and you know me." And he said, "Yes." And he said, "I'm Brandon. Remember me from a while ago?" And I was like, "Oh, Brandon." I have to say, you were almost homeless on the beach.
Oh, I was.
You were.
I slept under the stars.
I'd give you credit for that. My brother said he tried that in California one time, and he said it didn't go well.
Well, this is the place to do it.
Oh, I know. He was in Laguna Beach, and he got so sunburned.
Oh, really?
It was back in the days when he was younger. But, you know, your miracle story, I read your book. You have a book that's out called Is Jesus Real? So how did you come up with that title first?
Well, that's a good question. I would just say that the Holy Spirit inspired me because, you know, I used to be an atheist. And,
you were an atheist?
Yeah, briefly for, you know, a year or two before I had a born-again experience when I was 18. And so, you know, Jesus became very real to me in that moment. And then he's continued to prove himself throughout my life since.
Well, you're glowing, I will tell you. I mean, you're glowing on the beach. You had such a great tan as well. So what, from an atheist to believing in God, what happened that changed your mind and your heart?
Well, I mean, I grew up believing in God, but, you know, as many teenagers do, I just questioned everything, and I hated high school. And so for different reasons, there was a moment when I stopped being agnostic and was just like, you know what, I don't believe in any of this, and I'm going to stop pretending that I do. Mm-hmm. And after a year of living like that and making decisions with that mindset, I was just kind of hopeless or at a spiritual standstill or something. I didn't know that at the time, but so I prayed to God for the Holy Spirit and enlightenment during church. It was in a Catholic church service and during the communion, which I was not partaking in. Mm-hmm. And later that day, God became very real to me. Basically, I saw the light or had a theophany or however you want to...
A spiritual experience.
Right, however you want to label it. And, you know, I experienced reality is what I like to say, because I like to be able to communicate to both believers and non-believers, since that's what I was before that. I mean, I experienced a realm that was more real than this realm. And in that moment, I received knowledge to forgive always, and I received the reason why, because all sin is born of sin. And then I kind of sat up or came back to this reality, and I was like, God does exist.
That's pretty powerful. And, you know, your story from being on the beach, I remember because I was looking for talent. I was working on the Tropics boat at the time, and I was doing auditions, and they would let me do that in the morning. And then I found you. I don't remember where we met.
We met at the library.
At the library,
we were,
that's right.
On computers next to each other.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, and then I said, why don't you come to one of my auditions? And just and I interviewed you, and you played, and I have that on YouTube. Where can they find that first interview?
If you search my name on YouTube, it'll come up if you see me sitting on the boat with you.
Right. So, and spell your whole name so they all know.
BrandyTuzzOlino.
There you go. So anyways, from that point, I know that we had moved to Colorado for a short bit, and I know that, you know, I'm in your book. I saw you said, there's this lady named Dawn. She's a promoter, and I went to knock on her boat, but it wasn't knocking, had to knock on the hull.
Yeah.
And that was where the Sandman used to be.
Right.
And now that's knocked down to the Marriott. So we were there. So you had held a couple odd jobs, you know, back and forth. You were from Syracuse, New York, right?
As near I remember. Syracuse, yeah.
Yeah, over there. And then you'd come back to Florida. Then you go to Miami. So, and then, but your grandmother, what impressed me, your grandmother was a praying grandmother.
Well, she definitely believed. I think that's really, you know, just looking back at my life, I might not be Christian if it wasn't for her. And she never, like, preached to me or anything like that. She didn't even make me go to church, but just her being a woman of faith, I guess she imparted it to me.
Wow. And here you are. You have your own car. You have your own place now, years later. And, you know, there's a gentleman, too, and I want to talk to you about, for anybody that's looking for employment out there, he's got an Employment Hour show on Thursday, Gene Hodge. So I just want to give a shout out. So anybody's looking for work during this time, he's got something where he could probably help anybody that is looking for a job. So, but I also want to hit all
that is the Employment Opportunity Hour with Gene Hodge.
That's right.
Thursday nights at 7.
Thank you. I love his voice back there. I love Tommy, our engineer. And so, and I have some people that I know in some of the restaurants, and Chrissy's a promoter back there. She knows a lot of people.
Okay.
So we never know where we can get you in and what song. And he does, you play other music as well.
Well, I play other contemporary Christian music besides my originals, yes.
Exactly, exactly. So another thing what impressed me, you know, because I believe in a lot of different miracles as well and a lot of things that happened in my life, I've talked about that on other shows, but what impressed me was I was reading your book, and you're about to get it published with G.W. Tolley because he's helping you.
He's going to help me self-publish.
Nice, nice. Yeah, he's amazing. And the thing is, you were on the beach and you were near a lifeguard stand. Tell us that story, what happened, where your guitar was, and you tried to get it from your mother?
I'll try to make it real quick because I get some things mixed up because I've had so many experiences on Clearwater Beach. But
gotcha.
One of the times that I came down here from New York, I asked a pastor friend of mine to pick me up and give me a ride to the beach, and he did. He picked me up from the airport, I think. And when we got to the Walgreens at Pier 60, I said to him, can I borrow some money so that I can buy a guitar and I'll make some money on the street and then I'll pay you back when I get it? And his answer was, you've said it. And it was like a weird answer and I didn't know what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ask. And we just kind of moved on. But then, you know, he left. And that night I went to sleep by the lifeguard tower by Pier 60. And when I woke up in the morning, there was a guitar laying on the lifeguard stand. And I carried it around all day on the beach, like waiting for somebody to come up and be like, oh, that's mine. I got drunk or something, you know, and left it there. But nobody ever did. And I had that guitar on the beach for a year and nobody ever said it was theirs. So I think an angel left it or God told somebody to leave it or I don't know, some kind of, that's a miracle in itself.
It is. And there you are. You got your guitar and everything. And so we're going to have you play live in a few seconds. But let's go to number eight. I love number eight on your CD here. And number eight is called
ID, I think.
Loving Me.
Oh.
Loving
okay.
Me? Is that right?
I couldn't remember which one number
yeah.
eight was.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be right back with Brandon. Hope you're enjoying his miracle story. And he may have some other things to tell you about what had happened to him in Clearwater Beach and where he is today. I hope you're enjoying this. Don Reese Miracle Story TV Network. We'll be right back. Number eight.
I believe in love. 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 I believe in life. I believe in truth. I believe in Christ. Love your brother. Love your sister. I believe in Christ. Love your brother. Love your sister. Love each other. One another. Love your enemy. And then you will be loving me.
And we're back. You know, a couple things I want to tell you. There's something called Women in Film, and it's not just women in film. Locally, Bobby Hill, casting director, runs this, and they're hopefully been doing live events soon. That's something you should definitely get involved in. Now they're doing Zoom. A lot of film directors. She may take your movie idea and help you with that. Who knows? We have a lot of film directors that are watching as well.
Okay.
And that's pretty cool. And then there's also the Tampa Bay Film Society. I don't know if you heard that. They're actually coming back up again. So there's some other groups that I definitely highly recommend to get involved in locally, and then you can network with a lot of film directors, which is really cool.
I certainly have a story to tell.
Definitely, for sure. You already have the book, and you got the perfect person working with you, GW, which is amazing. How did you learn how to play guitar?
I'm pretty much self-taught. I did. My mom paid for lessons for a year. I started when I was 16. I'm 34 now, so I've been playing for 18 years. That's kind of a common question I get.
You know, that's as old as my son that just passed away. He's 34 years old. When was your birthday?
February 28th.
Oh, February. So you just turned 34.
Wow.
Oh, gotcha. I know. That's a magical number. And, you know, I'm so blessed to have you here. And we have so many opportunities for you that are around the corner with people that I know as well. So it's not just today. This show keeps going and people share it. So if you're on Facebook, look for Dawn Reese. Also, if you're driving, you're like, I'd love to hear this show from the beginning. Go to Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube and you can actually see the whole show from there as well and podcast.
And also, I should just say, I guess, you know, if you're involved with any church, you know, I'm available to speak or to play music or both. And I really feel like God has a calling for my ministry specifically. I guess three things, if I had to sort of try to pinpoint them. One, to remind people or inform them of their identity, who mm-hmm. they are as children of God.
Right.
Because really, you know, like produces like, you know, after its own kind. And so God is love, God is light, God is truth, God is righteous, and he produces that after his own kind. So we as children of God are those things.
Right.
We're not just supposed to be those things, which is true also, but that's what we are. And until people remember or are informed of who they are as believers, then they're not going to be able to act, you know, accordingly.
You know, you're talking about that. You know, the other day I was in prayer on something, and I was talking to God, and he said, you want to hear me more, and you've got to read my word more. You know, not just every other day, every single day, getting up, reading the word, and I have your Bible as well. And it's interesting, God said, it's almost like if you're trying to text somebody, you know, you don't hear from them. If you don't call them, you're not going to hear from them. And God's telling me in my heart to tell other people, you really want me to work in your life, you got to start reading the word. I
Amen.
Guess that's my main point for today on that as well. I know we have like 7 minutes left. It goes so fast. And then we're going to have you on the second half hour of Tiki Talk in about 7 minutes. But let's play some live music.
Oh, okay.
And let's play some fun music. You're going to play the guitar live. I'm just having a moment here to tell them you're going live. We're live. 3 FM, 3 AM, 106.1 FM, The Heat. And I hope you enjoy this music. I know I'm on TikTok under Dawn Reese Show. And also Clapper, Dawn Reese Show. And we also have, I have to thank, my husband, Sailing Sunkissed, we're doing on TikTok, but sunkissedcharters.com, sunkissedcharters.com will be in business very soon, a 37-foot endeavor across the ocean. Now, also want to talk about something else coming up with some big talent searches coming up, and we'll talk about that on Tiki Talk. So, Brandon, we have about 224. So, what song are you going to play now?
I think I'll just play the first single, number one on the album.
Number
it's called
one.
Wait With Me.
Wait With Me. Okay,
yep.
Let's play that. And our audience that's driving, enjoy. And I hope that anybody that like to book Brandon, please get in touch with him. Give your number one more time.
My phone number is 727-337-8346. Or you can email me at mergewiththeone, all spelled out with the O-N-E, at AOL.com.
Perfect. All right, let's
go to Dreams Album, pardon me, dreamsalbum.com to get that information.
Dreamsalbum.com. There you go. All right, take it away, Brandon. Like that. Wow.
Little girls are playing, running with bare feet, chasing the dog and saying, Mama, look at me. Girl, I hope she's ready to love me. same old song. Jesus is coming someday. Won't you wait with me?
That is amazing. And who would you like to thank about your career? Anybody that comes to mind? We have 2 minutes left.
Well, Jesus, obviously.
Exactly. That's amazing. And we have to get you on TikTok, you know, because if you're on TikTok and you get 1,000 followers, you can go live. And then people send TikTok money if they like your content.
Okay.
And then that's kind of cool. And then Clapper is another one. You can actually go live right away.
So I never heard of that until recently. And I never TikToked, but, you know.
That's something we have to make sure. I got to help you with that. And so anybody out there that owns a restaurant that would like this amazing guitar player over at your restaurant, please get in touch with Brandon. His number is
727-337-8346.
And one more thing. Have you ever thought about being in movies or commercials? Is it something that comes to mind?
Well, I actually saw an ad at the mall one time, Countryside Mall, for like modeling / acting, but the Lord told me.
We're going to stop right there. As you know, I've had Hollywood Connections, DearHollywoodConnections.com, and I've got real SAG agents under my show. So I'm going to give you a couple agents that you can send over and just send some pictures over there, and they do a lot of things. You never know what they're looking for. And also, I highly recommend FRCasting.com, which I'll send you, and they do a lot of movies and commercials as well. And then Chrissy's got some ideas as well. We're going to talk about that on Tiki Talk, some survey things coming up that are really cool in the next half hour. But Brandon, we only have 1 minute, and I want to thank you so much for being here and your book. I just pray that G.W. Charlie and you just collaborate, and you spoke for 4 hours.
I just want to speak this out because I texted this to a few people today. I'm believing God for a miraculous season and amount of mind-blowing, paradigm-shattering, God-glorifying, Christ-revelating miracles.
There we go. Amen. We're out. We got to have Tiki Talk next, and we'll get that Tiki Talk music on. We can actually just play his number 12 song while we're getting ready for the next song. And stay tuned. Here comes Christy Boyles, and then you're going to open up some tropical music for us. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The actors are Jordi Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor. Or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words
and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room,
welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words
and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room,
I sing so beautiful, I should sing solo.
See, so low we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this world.
Jawohl, but the trouble is, it's not far enough out of this world. Isn't that right, Herr Schmidt?
I see. So this is Tiki Talk, a fun show with ladies that we actually, I guess we're going to, before we start, Brandon, we're going to play your theme song.
Okay.
Chrissy Boyles. Before
nice.
We start. And then we have Brandon's going to give us a tropical song. And then Cassie Jenkins, she is with us. And she's got some family in town. But she is going to be with us in the next 2 weeks on Tiki Talk. Tiki Talk is just fun. And we're going to tell you about community stuff that's happening and all that good stuff. So this is Chrissy and Dawn's and Cassie's, I guess, new theme song.
This is our fun time. This is girl time.
Yeah, this is girl time. All right. And let's kick it off. Do you have that song? He's like, what are you talking about? Remember? Chrissy, go help him out back there. All right, we're going to come back in a second. He's like, what are you doing? What are you looking at? That's why anything goes here. And if anybody has a question, you know, I have this thing during this half-hour show. Ask Chrissy something. Ask Chrissy anything. And you can call the station at 727-441-3000. It's like Ask Abby, remember? Ask Abby. This is Ask Christy a question. Anything. Anything goes. Okay, in the meantime, while he looks for that, and Brandon's going to kick off, and then we're going to just talk about some things that are happening and what Chrissy's doing. She's got a book giving away, Selling Through Relationships, coming up. Her daughter.
We have an author that's calling in also.
Yes.
The book.
Yes, we're going to be giving a book away that's signed. So if somebody calls in the station, you may get that book. Actually,
right.
Her daughter did a self-publishing book, too. So, yeah. So she
actually, a lot of people do a lot of publishing books.
Exactly. All right. I think he found it. So this is Tiki Talk, and this is, I guess, our new theme song.
This is our new theme song.
When we play bingo, we don't get kicked out. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Chrissy. She wants to sing. I have no idea. I guess somebody has a question for you.
There might be three now.
Yeah, last time we got kicked out of bingo, but not at this new one. She likes bingo.
I'm gonna get out of here.
No, stay right here.
You're
gonna
get out of here.
This is a show that anything goes.
Listen, this is not anybody's segment,
but okay.
Oh, wait, here, we have to put the headsets on here so they know what we're listening to.
Out on the street at night, walking, picking up We're listening to Donna Summer, Bad Girl.
I just don't know why I'm here.
Because you're going to open up with some Caribbean tropical reggae music. And this is another part of the show.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what we do is we promote people that are local.
Well, thank
and whatnot.
You.
We promote restaurants,
okay.
friends, and family, and all kinds of goodies.
And here we go. And actually, I have a couple videos on Grandma Chrissy Uncensored on YouTube. Anyways, okay, so
Trina,
yes, we're going to be
with Trina on the line.
Yes, I know, but we're going to. Did she have a few seconds?
I don't know.
Okay, so stay here, Brandon. You're not going anywhere. Chrissy, sit down. You're going to put the headsets
don't worry.
On. No, you get over here. This is your Tiki Talk, too. Oh, my goodness. Katrina, are you there?
I'm here.
Would you have your mother sit down and put the headsets on?
You know, insubordination is her finest quality.
Well, I want to thank you for my book that you signed for me called Selling Through Relationships. And we're going to be giving this book away pretty soon under Tantalk Radio Network at 727-441-3000. And if you call in, you could get this signed book. Tell us what your book is about.
So my book definitely shares my journey in real estate sales because I've been in this space for about 3 decades. So I started on the mortgage side of the business. And so it talks about my journey through my particular time in sales. And it also talks about how essentially you can start any business by cold calling, but really relationships is where the money is. And it talks about in the book how it's so much harder to just be doing a regular cold calling cycle type business versus slowing down and selling actually more through relationships. So it's a great book for anyone that's in sales.
So what inspired you to write this?
Yeah, your mom said she doesn't know how you have time, but that's amazing.
I don't know how you have time. I really don't. I really was going to tell you that she was my daughter.
Yes.
Because it's a very well-written book. I have read it.
It is. Very professional.
And it's not just real estate side. I mean, it's a lot of great information for people in business, period.
Exactly. Everybody,
especially marketing.
I agree. And everybody on TikTok who's watching as well, if you call 727-441-3000, you might be able to get this book. We're giving this away now. 727-441-3000. Anybody driving, pull over.
So I think your book will offer a lot of general business advice in terms of selling and selling through relationships and how to make that process work. But when you open it up to the table of contents, the chapters read like this. So chapter 1 is the attraction phase. Chapter 2 is the first date. Chapter 3 is disappointment. Chapter 4, stability. Chapter 5, making the commitment. Chapter 6, breakups. Chapter 7, rebounds. Chapter 8, makeup sex. Ooh la la. Chapter
sounds like
9,
a dating service, don't it?
Clean up some post-nuts. And then chapter 10, happily ever after. So you'll notice, when you think about the word relationship, Dawn, what does that mean to you? What comes to mind first?
Trust.
Well, it depends upon what kind of relationship you're talking about. But in any kind of given business.
Relationship.
Relationship is between you and another person.
Right.
Whether it be in business or it be personal or it be whatever. And this book tells you exactly what it's about. It's like the parent handbook. Who the hell's written the parent handbook yet?
I was asking Dawn because I was looking to get that fresh answer, right? Because she's heard me talk about it.
Right.
Relationship can actually be between you and a business colleague. It can also be relationships among your peers. It can be relationship with your spouse or significant other. So the interesting thing is, for example, if I say the word dog, your mind will automatically picture what a dog looks like to you. And that could be a soft little fluffy type dog, or it could a big vicious type
dog. What kind of dog do you think of, Dawn?
Sandy Beach.
Jack I love Russell. Sandy Beach. She's so sweet.
So most people relate that to what their dog looks like, right? Or if they've had a bad experience with a dog, it could be a big vicious dog. So the same thing is true with relationships. So when I say the word relationship, whatever relationship comes to your mind first, that's what you'll get out of this book.
That's amazing.
It's very wonderful, well-written book, and I must say, I'm very proud to say that, yes, she is my daughter.
I know.
And I'm amazed the way how well written it was written, Katrina. You did a wonderful job. And, yeah, I promote it very highly. And I tell you, whether in business or in relationship or whatever, it's a great book to read. And it's on Amazon.
And yeah,
you can pick it up on Amazon. And, you know, everything is a process. So when people ask me the question, they say, how did you write a book? Well, the same way you do anything else, right? How did you learn how to walk? One step at a time. You crawl, and then you learn to walk one step at a time. And you just keep falling down until you get back up, and then ultimately you can walk. It's the same process when you write a book or anything else. You keep going until you get it refined, and you put a deadline on it to finish it. And so that's what I did. But I would love to start with the foreword, if I could. May I start there?
Yes, but before we do, also after you're done, if you can give Brandon some advice, he wrote a manuscript on how to write a book as well. But yes, go for it. Yes.
So in the foreword, I had one of my mentors that I've had for about 2 decades now, and told him I was writing my first book, and he has pretty good influence in the community. And I said, would you mind writing the foreword for me? It would mean a lot to me if you would write it, and I know it will be a, you know, profound forward. It'll be something that people want to read. So in there, he put a few stats, and I'm just going to share that with you and with your listener right now. So he put in here, I think Katrina knows that 80% of the people who purchase or receive a book as a gift will open it. Can you imagine that? So 20% of the people that get a book for a gift don't even open it.
That's true.
So the other 80% are going to open it. And of those 80%, only 45% will actually get past the first 25 pages. And then it goes on to say that a mere 20% will actually read the entire book. And out of that 20%, only 5% will take notes and highlight the book. And so in here, he put, I'm a 5% guy. I read it, I learned from it, and I recommend it. And since you have it in your hands right now, I'm going to encourage you to read it. I'll try to make it easy for you to get started. Here are some of my highlights. So I thought that was pretty cool. He put the page and the little part that he highlighted right in the foreword. So even if you're one of these people, right, that 45% pick it up and might skim through the first 25 pages, maybe you're somewhere between the 80% and the 45%. You pick it up and you may look at a page or two. I would recommend you to start with the foreword, read through the couple pages there of the highlighted notes, and then pick a section that resonates with you if you're not someone that would finish a whole book.
Amazing. And we're giving this book away right now if you call 727-441-3000. Again, 727-441-3000.
Trina.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day today, honey.
So one more little thing I'll give you in the book, and I talk about this. I talk about one of my first jobs was working at Chick-fil-A. And I talked about how I was 14 years old, and Mr. Bill actually gave me the opportunity to work at Chick-fil-A. And a lot of the things that I learned from working at Chick-fil-A, and I go on to say that a lot of businesses could really learn from the Chick-fil-A model. And I believe that's true. So any business owner, anyone selling anything, it will be a fantastic read for you.
Very cool. Again, you can win this book. It's signed 727-441-3000 right now. My engineer, Tommy, will pick up the phone and get your address. Also, can you give advice to Brandon? He wrote a manuscript. He's sitting here of a book. How you got yours published?
So I would recommend seeking out the help of others, and that's what I did, and I'll be happy to make those connections for you. So when you think about real estate, right, which is what I do, and I also host a radio show just like you, Dawn.
And she's really good at it, too.
She's very good at it.
Those things, it's my wheelhouse, right, because I've done it for a long time. I know it inside and out. When it comes to writing a book, again, that crawl, then walk, I didn't know anything about it. So I thought, let me reach out to people that can help me not only get the book finished, but actually get it into publication.
Right.
So I had a lot of help from many different folks along the way. Part of it was there's a couple different people that actually edit the book. So you have a copy editor where as you're going along, they help you put through your chapters and make sure that it has a complete like beginning, middle, end, and it makes sense. And they also are going to make sure you have enough content and not too much in each chapter. So there's a fine line with that. You'll have another editor that comes through. checked the whole book in its entirety for grammatical errors, whether that's spelling, word flow, that sort of stuff. And then I had another person that actually helped me with the cover design, getting it on Amazon, and getting the whole book basically published.
So the original cover design was blue.
Yeah. If you want more information on that, I'm happy to even share my connections. If you want to give out your on-air number, let your producer, Tommy, grab the info, and we'll be happy to get them connected.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, Brandon's here, and he wrote this amazing book, Is Jesus Real? And he's trying to get it published. And it's been such a pleasure. We have to go ice skating. I heard you're an avid ice skater. We got to get there.
Yes, I haven't been in a while, but I still have my skates, so I'm sure I can knock the dust off of it and spin around the rink a few times. I would love that.
I know. I got to do that, too. I have my skates out. I have my car looks like
I'll
a sporting goods store.
I'll watch you, girls.
I have roller skates, ice skates, a boogie board, all that good stuff. Oh, Katrina, it's been such a pleasure to have. When is Tampa Home Talk on? When? What time can they watch you live?
So Tampa Home Talk, we air on Friday mornings between 8 and 10 a.m. on a different station here in Tampa Bay, but you can also follow us on Facebook and our social feeds. Just search for Tampa Home Talk or Katrina Madewell, and you'll see we stream those live. And then all of our shows are available on us on a podcast. So
awesome.
For Tampa Home Talk, there's a ton of content there and literally about 8 years worth of content.
Awesome. Well, we have till the end of the show to give this book away. 727-441-3000, Calling, Selling Through Relationships, Why Cold Callings Suck and Relationships Win. Love
I've
it.
I've had cold calling years ago when I was
know.
Young.
I know.
I worked in
Dawn,
the...
have you had a chance to pick up the book and read through it at all?
I'm going to, and then we're going to have you back on because I'm going to highlight. I'm a highlighter.
Yeah, highlight it and ask a bunch of questions. It would be a lot of fun
yes.
to share some of those experiences. And I'll tell you, in there, you'll also see a story about my mom's journey and her buying her first house.
Wow.
And what that looked like and how that happened and ultimately what that means. Like, what did it mean to me when my mother bought her first home? Because I think that's why I do what I do today.
I think it is, too.
That's beautiful. And she's really, really good at it if you're looking for a home in the area.
Very good.
What number can they call you at?
I can be reached at 813-377-2775. And that's a call or text number, Dawn.
Okay.
813-377-2775.
Perfect. And I'll make sure Brandon gets in touch with you as well for some advice. That would be wonderful. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for calling in and taking your busy schedule out of your day. And hey, I saw you working out there. That's pretty awesome. Gosh, I wish I could get up. My name is Dawn. I'm not a morning person. I'm an 8 o'clock person. And you're up at like 5:30 at the gym. I'm like...
I tell you, Dawn, if I don't make it my priority to go to the gym first thing in the morning at 6:30 with my trainer that's waiting on me...
Forget it. Yep.
That's just how it is.
I got you.
If I could imagine trying to go to the gym right now,
not.
I'm so tired, I make it.
No, I'm doing this challenge. Anybody out there that wants to do it with me, and I'm doing 10,000 steps a day, and I'm watching now Fantasy Island on my treadmill. I have my
the
TV.
The only time we did 10,000 steps was the day we went to Epcot.
Yeah. Now my son wants to do this.
Steps. That, what is that? That's about 4 miles or 5 miles? 5 miles, right?
About, yeah. They say that's what you need to do per day to really, you know, work on your weight and everything. So I'm doing 10,000 steps a day. I did 11,000 last night.
Nice.
I did.
Good job.
Thank you to Fantasy Island on Tubi.
When I first got my watch, I would get home and I would be tired and I'd be like, let me just go walk a few more steps.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Take the dogs out again. All right, Katrina, we have to get Brandon to sing here, and we want to thank you, and I will get you back on very soon after I read your
awesome.
Book.
Thanks. Talk to you
Thanks
soon.
Awesome.
Bye. Thank you, sweetheart.
You have such a beautiful family, Chrissy.
Oh, I do.
And they love you so much.
I'm very blessed.
Ellen from Madeline and Mommy on the phone.
Oh, hi.
Ellen.
Yes. Hi, Ellen. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, girl?
Yes. We're going to have Brandon close the show, I guess, here in a second. Okay. Yes. You're live on the air, and you have a big event coming up in Orlando in November.
We have one in Orlando.
Or are you calling to win the book?
Well, no. I already have a book, and I love that book.
You're going to have to call in. You're going to have to call in. Okay. So, tell what's happening with Bad Fashions? What are you looking for?
Yes, thanks, Dawn. I appreciate everything. We're getting ready to do Mad Fashion Show again, finally live after this whole pandemic thing. We're going to be at the Florida Kids and Family Expo at the Orange County Convention Center on November 13th and 14th.
We will be there.
Yeah. I guess I'm judging something.
You are?
Well, we have our USA Lifetime Star Reporter pageant, which we've got some contestants lined up for that. We also have Mad Fashion Show scheduled to, you know, we've got like five designers. We've got 12 models. Very exciting. And then also we will have all of our USA Lifetime Star reporters out there doing interviews. So
nice, nice. And give everybody the website where they can go to.
So you can find us on all social media platforms under Madeline and Mommy Show. We also have our YouTube channel, new episodes popping up. And we have, if you want to get involved, you can just send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
Perfect. Sounds good, Ellen. Thank you so much for coming over swimming the other day.
For sharing.
It was so
us.
Much fun. Yes.
That's a great program. Oh, you know that.
Pleasure to have you guys.
And their proceeds, a lot of the proceeds go to St. Jude's.
Don't forget, Christy goes to LA Fitness twice a week to take AquaFit. We'd love
we
to
do.
Have
that's I take wonderful. AquaFit with Ellen on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Well, she's close to you. That makes a huge difference. That's amazing.
Love to have you guys. It's a great workout. All right. You guys take care. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. With Mad Fashions over there. Okay, so Brandon, we're going to kick it off. Any last words before Brandon starts singing? Any last...
No, what you going to sing for us this time, Brandon?
Something reggae.
I don't know. I was going to do that, but I mean, that's not really a whole completed song.
Oh, honey, this is...
Or instrumental.
I'll like kind of show. We're missing
you know,
Cassie
tiki talk.
Today.
It's tiki talk. And any last words, Chrissy, before we go to Brandon?
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today.
Yes, and I would like to thank my husband, SunkissedCharters.com, starting very soon.
Bert is doing a fabulous job. Wait till you see these charters. They're going to be great.
Yes, our boat is up there, and that'll be soon, taking people out in the Gulf of Mexico. And if you'd like to be one of my reporters and have a radio show with me, you've got a youngster that would like to be one of our reporters or Beauty Queen reporters, call 727-871-7788. And this will be on Tan Talk Radio Network live, actually, on YouTube. You can watch the show and get those numbers again. And anybody that's still going to call in, you can call in on TikTok, on one of our social media, 727-441-3000. If you want to win this book, that call is still in. We got 7 minutes left, 727-441-3000. And Brandon, take it away as Tiki Talk ends the show.
Nights are long as I wait for you to renew my strength. Hope deferred made my heart sick, and I know there is no quick fix. But when my desire comes, it will be a tree of life. As to the church, like Jesus Christ, as to a man, his beloved wife. What is the moon without the sun? The ocean without the rain, a sunset without the clouds, or the night without the day. Nothing else will do. Not at the bottom of a bottle, nor higher than a kite. Lust is a dead end. I'd rather have a friend, a thousand at the outworth the one that's in my heart. It's like I raised my hands in praise and grabbed the bright and morning star. What is the moon without the sun, the ocean without the rain, a sunset without the clouds, or the night without the day. Nothing else will do. I want you.
Okay, I think we have a caller. And we have 2 minutes left. And Tommy, do we have a caller for this book called Selling Through Relationships? Hold on a second. Are we there? Live? Live. That was Brandon with Tiki Talk and Chrissy, and Cassie Jenkins will be here. Is that a caller? We have somebody. Okay, you're live on the air. What is your name?
For the book.
Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. So you just won yourself Selling Through Relationships, the book with Katrina Madwell, and it's a really amazing book, and we're excited, and give our engineer all the information, and you'll get that book.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Awesome, and we'll have another book giveaway next week. Stay tuned for Beauty, Health, and Wellness with Carrie K. Davis, and she's on in about 2 minutes, so we'll be back, and then let's play some of that instrumental music from the number 12 song, and we'll end with that, and then we'll see you next week, and then Dawn Reese Show is coming back with entertainment news and so much more, and celebrities. So stay tuned. Enjoy the music.
Tiki room, okay.
Thank you.
And the flowers croon
in the tiki 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 room.
I sing so beautiful, I should sing solo.
See, so low we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this world.
Jawohl, but the trouble is, it's not far enough out of this world. Isn't that right, Herr Schmidt? Oh, I see Schmidt has no hair.
Mi amigo, stop the clucking. You sound like a bunch of old hens. There's a lot of birds waiting to go on. For instance,
the boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And toucan sounds better than one toucan can.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing the word,
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our show is delightful. We hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on a lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing the word,
and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room,
our magnificent production is yet to come. So strum the guitar and beat the drum. We've been a hit and we know you adore us. So come on and join us in another chorus.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 tiki
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.